This is Senator Al Simpson. Can hamburger sales help to reduce the trade deficit with the Soviet Union? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the biggest Mac in the world, McDonald's, opens today in Moscow. 15,000 burgers served up daily. The door for foreign business has been cracked open ever wider. The Soviet Union is short of nearly every product, and now these hamburgers, shakes, and fries will be an extra treat in a land where there is a vast market and no real competitors. Cholesterol up. Sure, the Soviet economy is still directed from the center, and no one really knows for sure what is going on economically in the Soviet Union. But this deal under the Golden Arches could set up a new network for Western businesses to improve the trade deficit with the Soviets. The trade barrier is being literally eaten away. You deserve a break today, too, Ted.
Al, with McDonald's opening today, Pushkin Square and Gorky Street in Moscow may never be the same again. It sounds like love at first sight. Perestroika meets Main Street. The Russians will probably call Big Macs Bolshoi Macs, although you can't be sure. They say drugstore in Paris. You have to give McDonald's credit, Al. They persisted for a decade, starting with Khrushchev and finally succeeding in landing a contract with the Russians under Gorbachev in 1988. The Soviet economy is a basket case. At a time when Gorbachev is besieged with domestic problems and hard-pressed to show results from his economic reforms, called perestroika, McDonald's could become a popular symbol of the change he's seeking. People in Moscow seem to think so. Responding to a single newspaper ad, 25,000 applied for 630 jobs at the restaurant opening today. How do you want your Bolshoi Mac, Al? With ketchup or caviar? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Child Care for Working Parents. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.